I know the Michigan coach, Kyle Nystrom. Kyle, this one stings, eh?
It's, yeah. But it was the passing game on both sides of the ball. We couldn't stop them on routes. I knew we'd struggle with 2-5. And the way the quarterback's throwing the ball is good. But if you don't tighten down in there, they just gash you with the run. And they give you a lot of gaps to defend because of the set. So you pick your poison. You can guess all you want, but sometimes you're wrong. And so it's what they're going to do. But that was basically the problem there. And we just couldn't throw the ball well enough today to even things up. And that's the game. That's basically it.
5 takeaways again, Coach. I mean, that's 12 takeaways in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, when you get 5 takeaways and don't give up any. I don't think we gave any up, did we?
One.
Well, we gave up one, so we're +4. You should win. And then that tells you you've got deficiencies, and it is the passing game, defending it, and for our offense to be consistent and being able to throw the ball and execute that. You know, you can't blitz them because they sit in there with heavy sets, and they're going to make you play one-on-one with those wideouts, and 2-5 are just a little bit too good for us to handle right now. But the good news is they're both graduating. One's a 6-year guy and one's a 5th-year guy, so I told them that after the game. I said, after that, we'll even up.
Hi, Coach. Grand Valley coming in next week, and it's our food drive game, so that's important for the community too.
Right? Yeah, and that's a great thing to do, and a lot of people on the team and our players and whatnot, they take a lot of value in that, so that's a big project, and we want that to go well.
Congratulations on a good effort.
All right, thanks, Jack. Take care, bud.